Okay, primarily I'd like to discuss today the Indian of Suffolk Chet, where Yuvadai did a Chet, we came out according to the Tanakami Yipotah, and now the Gemara discusses Rav Shimon Shita, who holds that Yechayev and Oshem Toli. So that's primarily, we'll just read through the one Chelik of the Gemara. We discussed already the Tinoikis piece last week, where you put out the Torbid Val Mitzvah. So we'll go down to the bottom where the Gemara says, Hocha b'mayaskinon kegoyin sho'ovad melakeit miliboy. The Gemara makes a new akimta here. Till now we were talking all the cases in Misasik were all very clear-cut cases where you ended up doing something different than you anticipated doing. You wanted to do A, you did B. So we had two different versions. Did you want to do Heter? Did you want to do a different Isser? Achloikas, Abai Verova, Rashi and Tosfos. But now the Gemara unveils a new possibility, which is called Ovad Malakat Meliboy. Now what that basically means is you're oblivious. Sometimes you do something without thinking what you really want. So Ovad Malakat Meliboy basically means I wanted a Kotainim. My original intent was to cut to Einim. But as I was cutting, I forgot that I was cutting to Einim. So I went to do the Anovim. And then I slipped and I did it to Einim. So I really did what I wanted to do. But the actual Pa'ula, while I was doing the Pa'ula, my plan was to cut right now Anovim. Even though if I would have stopped for a moment and said, one second, do I really want Anovim? I would have said, no. I'm really here for Tainim. But at the time, it happens to all of us at times, right? You're doing something, you forget what you're doing, why you're doing. Yeah, so this is a new kind of Misasik. Now, logically, this should be a regular Misasik. Who cares what you originally wanted? You're chayv on Shabbos for what you're doing now. The whole thing is a little strange, the Gemara. But the Gemara wants to say that this is different than everything we discussed the last couple of weeks. This is a new concept where it could be this wouldn't fall under the category of Misasik because my initial desire was to cut to Einim. And in conclusion, I'm happy that I cut to Einim. But all of that is very strange because the Chiyuv on Shabbos is not for what you originally thought you were going to do. And the Chora, it's not for what you're happy with today. It's what the act was. And if a Misasik is a Chsoron in the Maisa, if that's what Misasik is, a Chsoron in the act, so it should be the same Chsoron. It shouldn't make a difference. The fact that I originally wanted to tain him, and now I'm happy with tain him. So if we put it onto the clock, 9:20, you wanted to cut tain him. 9:20, for that you're not chayev, you could want from today till tomorrow. 9:25, you went out to the field to cut. That's where your chiyuv chatas is coming from. At that time in the field, you forgot that what you needed were te'enim, and you went to cut the anovim. But you were planning to cut anovim now, and you slipped. Instead of cutting anovim, you cut te'enim. 9:25. 9:30, you say, one second, that's not what I wanted. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. 9:20 and 9:30 shouldn't interest us at all. It should have no relevance in the Chiyuv Chatas. The Chiyuv Chatas is for 9:25. 9:25, you were planning to cut Anovim and you cut Tainim. Either Chayev Chatas or Potter from Chatas. But for some reason, our Gemara holds that's a whole different thing and unveils a new Machlekes. This is a new Machlekes. That's what the Gemara says here. The Gemara says, Hocha b'mayaskinu, there's three lines from the bottom, kegon she'ovad malakit milibot. He forgot what he was cutting. He forgot what he wanted to do. So right now, niskaven l'liket anovim, v'shochach, and he forgot, v'sovor, and he thought, te'inim bina. I need te'inim. Now, the Gemara is very clear. See, if the Gemara wouldn't be this clear, I'd be able to camouflage over it. I'd be able to somehow cover this up and say maybe it means something different than what it looks like it means. I would say Ovad Malakat Meliboy means that a guy really was oblivious, meaning Even at the time that he was cutting, planning to cut the anovim, it was just his hands that were going. If you would have asked him, sir, what do you really want to cut now? He would immediately say, I want to really the anovim. But the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara is very clear. V'savur te'enim bina. At this moment that I did the ktsira, I thought that I need te'enim. The hocha yod al anovim. And now your hand moved over and went on the anovim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar sovar. Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah says, when he says machayev chatos, Rabbi Elazar sovar in nasas kavanos. Kavana was done, and therefore yichayev. Rabbi Yeshua sovar eloy nasas kavanos soyu machshavos. Now it's nice that the Gemara is throwing out different terminology. Kavanosoy, kavanosoy, machshavosoy. As far as I see it, there's time slots here. And at 9:20, Kavanosei Machshavosei was on Anovim. And at 9:25, Kavanosei Machshavosei was on Te'enim. And at that time, it was Kavanosei Machshavosei on Te'enim, and he called Anovim. So if you ask me, I'd say Potter. It's my regular Misasik. Potter. If you hold this a din of Misasik from Te'enim to Anovim, which is what the Gemara is going now, you should be Potter. The Gemara calls this Kavanosei Umachshavosei. And simply the way the Gemara reads, Kavanosei is what you're planning to do now, and Machshavosei was your original intent and what you really want. But that at the time that you were cutting the Danovim, you really thought you wanted the Tanim. So why in the world shouldn't you be a Misasik? Timing is critical in Shabbos. This is timing is critical in Shabbos. It's not a question of you working for somebody and you went out and you wanted to do the wrong thing and you end up doing the right thing. The guy says, never mind, I got done what I need done. We'll pay you. That's not what's going on here. You bring your chatos for the mice of 9:25. And 9:25, you're planning to cut on oven, tainim, and you cut on oven. Or vice versa. You should be potter. It's very unclear. So one mandam obviously holds the way. That's Rabbi Shua. Very unclear what Rabbi Elazar holds. Says the Gemara, most of Avoshaya, Rav Shimon Shizuri in our Mishnah says, Rav Shimon, they all agree that if it's Shem Echad, that you chayev. If you wanted to do one and the other, you ended up doing the other, but it was a Shem Echad, that you chayev. Al Dova Shehu Mishim Shtei Shema Shabalasa Machayev Chatos Rabbi Shua Poitel. If it's two Shemas, the Rabbi Elazar chayev, Rabbi Yudah Mai Koma, the pligi min iskav and lakit anovim v'lokat teinim shchoyrois v'lokat levonis. That's what he says. Avonim anovim uteinim shchoyrois levonis. My new that shtei shemes. So what did Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon Shizuri change from Rabbi Yehuda? What did Rabbi Yehuda say different than Rav Shimon Shizuri? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda mayosel hashminin elolav misasik ikabenai. Now when the Gemara says misasik ikabenai, the Gemara means this kind of misasik. Of Ovad Malakat Meliba. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "The Shami Rabbi Yudah of Shimon Shizuri to Uki Plukta ba Ovad Malakat Meliba. Avu Misasik Tivei Akol Pot. Right? The Osi Yiru LeMeimar Afil Niskaven Likot Avu Misasik Koyu LeBeisu Misasik Pliyim Chayv Lozav Afil Rabbi Shulei Pot LeBishtei Shemes." Okay, fine, that's that. The Rabbi Yudah of Misasik Chayv. This type of Misasik is Chayv. By Ovid Malakat Meliboy, Rav Shimon Shizuri Savri Misasik Potter in this type of a Misasik. So Gemara says, Loi, Misasik Divyako Potter, V'ocho Abokam Mifugi. Rav Shimon Shizuri Savar Shochach Malakat Meliboy B'Shem Echod Divyako Chayev. That's only by Shem Echod. Ki Pligi B'Shtei Shemes. By two Shemes. So here we have even a stronger case, meaning it was Ovad Malakat Meliboy, and the Ovad Malakat Meliboy was a Shem Echad, meaning he wanted to cut these dates, right? And then when he went to cut, he made a mistake to cut those dates. And then he slipped and he cut the original dates, which Shitaka originally wanted. So there, that already has, you have a double Maila. This was the original intent. And even what you were going to do was also mirroring what you really originally wanted. So in this case, he wouldn't be a misasik. So again, very, very difficult to understand this gemara. L'chayrit should always be one thing. If at the time that you're cutting te'enim, you weren't planning to cut the te'enim, you should be a misasik. If you hold a misasik of te'enim and anovim is misasik, you should be a misasik. What you originally wanted and the fact that you're happy in conclusion should make no difference. And then the Gemara tries to make it even more narrow in the case where it's one shame. So it's very, very difficult. Now the Gemara says another option where we could say that misasik is muskim, but the machlokes is in this case. Where the malacha didn't happen in the order that you plan anticipated for it to happen. Now again, l'chayro over here, it should be the same issue. If when I did A, I didn't plan to do A, even though I wanted A to happen, I should be a misasik. What's the difference? If you have a choisoi, let's give a simple case. You have a choisoi, right? For ishto yimei babayis. Okay? So he has a sister and his mother. And now, he originally wanted to have tashmish with his mother. That's what he originally intended. Have tashmish with his mother. Okay? And then, it turned out at the end, when Imamish came to do tashmish, he had a mind to have tashmish with his wife. Okay? And then his mother slipped into place. It was a misasik. Would you say over there you're any less of a misasik than the guy who walked into the house to begin with, having in mind to have relation with his wife? You're the same guy. What's the difference? In the Maisa erva that you did, you were anticipating to be with your wife and you were with your mother. What's the difference what you originally planned? We're not being mechayev you for what you originally planned. We're being mechayev you for b'shas tashmish. And b'shas tashmish, you had a mind to be with your wife. And the mother slipped into place. But the Gemara is telling us that there's a difference between the two. Now the next case the Gemara gives is very similar. The guy wanted to do the malach in a certain order. Okay? So he wanted to be mechaber, and then he wanted to be madlik. He first wanted to put out the candle, and he wanted to put on the candle, the other way around. And he turned out to do it. It turned out to go the other way, not the way he anticipated. So I would say the same thing. Meaning, if when you were mechaber the candle, you didn't have in mind to put the candle out, even though you wanted it ultimately to happen, but I didn't want it to happen now. So I should be a regular misasik. What's the difference that as the Gemara sees, but this is very similar to Ovad Malak and Maliba type of distinction. The Gemara sees the fact that a person has an ultimate desire for the Isser to happen, it should impact misasik. Which is very strange. Very strange. That's what the Gemara says here. The Gemara says, you had a mind to put out this one, you put out the other one. Fine, that's simple. You wanted the first light and then put on the candle. And it ended up the kibbo the hidlik. And it ended up reversing. Pshita. Says the Gemara, why shouldn't that be the halacha? Ma'od the temelo yisavad machshav osay. His machshava didn't happen. To all the hadlik may korah boy, he wanted the first light and then put out ul b'seif lachabos. The chiyovin ma'ase kibo b'seif hidliku. The ema poto kamash malon nihidig dume lo magdim. Even though it didn't happen early, ichui nami lemacha. Since it was one act, it was one blowing. Even though the way I wanted it to work while I was blowing is that I should ignite one and then put out the other, and it happened the other way around, but we look at that like it's happening at the same time. That's the Gemara. Which is also a Pella. Because what are we being mechayev you for? The moment that the candle went out. And at that moment, you didn't want it to go out. other words, you blow in here. You have two. You're trying to ignite one and put out the other. You want it to first be ignited and then to put out the other. When you blew, it didn't work out that way. So the Gemara is saying, here everybody would agree that you're chayiv. If it's one act, one blowing, if you blew twice, one blowing you had in mind to extinguish or to ignite, and the opposite happened, so then you're potter. Right? But if it was one blowing, but the way you wanted it to work was, first it should ignite, and then the other one should go out, for logical reason, whatever, you want the light first, then you're still going to be chayiv. The Gemara says, even though it didn't happen the way you wanted, but it's not really considered like it happened later because it's one happened and one blowing. What does that mean? The end is that when the candle, what are you being mechayev me for? For the candle going out. And when the candle went out, I didn't want it to go out. I was actually trying to ignite at that moment. At that moment, I was trying to ignite. So again, we see that the concept of misasik is somehow changing from the way we understood from the beginning. From the beginning, we understood misasik very black and white. In order for us to be mechayev you on a malacha that takes place, it has to be that you had intent to do that action at that time. And now we're saying a whole different malach. We're saying no. Either the case of Ovid Malachat Meliboy, where I originally wanted Tainim, when I cut it, I wanted Anovim, and then it slipped, and I went to the Tainim, then I'm going to be chayev according to one mandama here in the Gemara. And then the Gemara brings in this new idea, which this Gemara seems to hold will be muskum, which is that if a guy is blowing and he wants to first ignite and then put out, so he's going ahead to be, he's going to be chayiv, even though it didn't happen in the order that he wanted. To us, the way it would seem till now, the way we were learning, the order is critical. Because we're mechayiv you for the malacha. If at the time of the malacha, your intention wasn't that the malacha should happen, you should be a misasik. Whether it's because you forgot what you wanted, whether it doesn't make a difference what. But at the time that the malacha happened, my intent was that the malacha should not happen. It's a very, very difficult, very little explanation given in the Rishonim to understand what's the active ingredient here, what's making this work. So what I think is we have to add one knetch to all the discussions that we had about misasik the last couple of weeks, and that is that there's really two ways to look at misasik. Clearly, our understanding from the get-go was that when you do something misasik, the maisa is not misyachas to you. Clearly, and that was every indication we had from everything we learned about it, that when you do something with misasik, the malach is not misyachas to you. However, I think that there could be a mechanism debate here in the Gemara. Why is that? Why is it that when somebody plans to do A and he does B, we say that it's not Mesiachas to you? Why is that the case? So simply, the pshat is because in order for a Maisa to be Mesiachas to you, in order for the act to have connection to you, it's like we had in Shvuah, Hadam B'Shvuah, your das has to be there. If your das is not there, the act doesn't, it's like to happen by itself. Right? That's simple. But there's another way to learn. The other way to learn is, really when you do a Maisa, it should always be Miyuchas to you. Because you did it. You don't need a Yichas. Very similar to what we discussed, the difference between, if you remember, between Koyach Gavra and Gavra. Remember we had that discussion? We had a discussion in several sugyas. There's a big difference between Koyach Gavra and Gavra. Meaning, for instance, there are more paskins in Hilchos Netil Sedayim that a cotton less than 6 years old is not a Gavra. So if he pours water on you, he doesn't paskin, he brings down such a shita. If you have a cotton less than 6 years old that would pour Netil Sedayim on your hand, it would be as though a monkey did it. That's what he says. It's like a monkey. It's like a monkey. In Hilchos Shechita, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, anybody could shecht. The only thing is, by a chereshayt of a cotton, you need somebody on top, God loyim al gabov, to make sure that he's shechting properly. Comes from Kivega, and he says, I don't understand. The Ramah taught me in Arachayim that a child less than six is like a monkey. So if he's a monkey, he's a monkey. Why would Gabi Natil Sidayim is a cotton pochos min bimvav a monkey? And in And in Yeridea, when he brings down Shechita, he doesn't make a distinction, less than six, more than six. So I had a simple pshat. Simple pshat. And that is, there's a big difference between Gavra and Koyach Gavra. There is no question that a child from the moment he's born is an Adam. You light a Machal Shabbos for him. He's an Adam Gomer. If somebody would kill him, he's chayav from Tzichin. He's not a monkey. So what the Ramon means over there in Or HaChaim, by Netil Sidayim, is very simple. Coordination of a little kid is not in place, right? So where you have Koichoi, there's a rule, Koichoi Kegufoi, which basically is a similar concept, Shluchoi Kemoisa. Yeah, the Shliach is not me, but if my Shliach does something based on my appointment, it's Ki'ilu, it's Miyuchas to me. So I want to tell you, that's the Pshat in that Ramah. Koichoi, when you channel your strength to do something, it's Miyachas back to you, it's as though you did it. Right? Says the Ramah, that's only somebody who's coordinated. So there it's like a minui, just like you have a shliach, you're memani a shliach, you're memani a koyach, your force does for you. So it's you. Says the Ramah, but a cotton pochus mi ben vav lacks that coordination, and therefore it's like whatever comes from that force is like a monkey. It's not that the cotton is a monkey. It's not the cotton is a monkey. The force of the cotton is a monkey. That's what the Ramah means. And that, first of all, that's pshat in the Ramah, otherwise the Ramah is a pella. And now we understand by shchit, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, you're cutting. It's not koichoi. There's the person. If it's the cotton, he's a cotton, he's a gavra. He's an adam. By the Tils Yadayim, the guy's pouring, he's using his koyach. There, less than six, could be he doesn't have a din of koyach gavra. But a gavra, whether he is? The same thing we could say by Misasik. There's a tzad to say that really a misasek, there's no reason to say it's not your maaser. You did it. If you didn't do it, you're mamana somebody. But if you did the maaser, you went and did the act, it's your act. You the act. Could be your shaygik. Could be your, but it's your act. You can't say it's not your act. But, wherever a tetzor is needed, wherever an outcome is needed from the Maisa, right? So if you didn't want that outcome, so we look at the outcome as though it's not your outcome. It's not that we're lacking the Maisa. We look at it like you did a Maisa and it didn't accomplish anything. So Misasik doesn't really disengage the act, it disengages the Tzor. We say, well, you didn't want to accomplish that. So therefore, we look at it like it was accomplished by somebody else. The ma'aseh is your ma'aseh. Can't take away the ma'aseh from you. But we take away what was accomplished from the act. Now, if that's the case, there's a tzad to say that if somebody really wanted to accomplish te'enim, he wanted to accomplish the te'enim akot. And ultimately, after the te'enim akot, he's happy with that accomplishment. Right? The mice is his mice anyway. So one man domer holds in, since the mechanism of how we disengage misasek is by looking at the outcome and then tracing it back and saying, well, the outcome is not yours. So as long as that's the outcome that you would want, and when after the outcome took place, you're happy with the outcome. So Mamela, we don't disassociate the out, the act is your act anyway. We just would disassociate the outcome from you, and since you're happy with the outcome, we will not disassociate the maaser from you. The maaser, we never could say it's not your maaser. We only say, well, your maaser didn't trigger that. We only say that because you didn't want the maskana. But if you wanted the maskana, now again, the other mandamoles know, misasik is the pshat, it's not your maaser. So then we're totally focused on maaser. And that's the kavanosoi umachshavosoi. The one who says, nasis kavanosoi, says, listen, the whole reason why misasik is not miyuchas to you is because you didn't want the tatzah. Not because the mice is not yours. See, here you wanted the tatzah. Since you wanted the Tetzah, even though when you did the Maisa, but it's never the Maisa, it's always the Tetzah, and then we work backwards. The other man almost says, no, Misasik is a Chsorin in your Maisa. It's not your Maisa at all. Now, by the case where the guy, so really the whole issue here is Maisa. By the case where the guy blew the candle, there's only one Maisa. The air that went out of his mouth, it's one Pa'ula. So there, both of them are maskim. You have Maisa, and you have the Tetzah. So there, everybody agrees. That's what the Gemara wants to conclude. That if I would find a case where even in the Maisa we could say, you wanted this Tetzah. So you wanted to control the Maisa, that the Maisa should, this is what should happen. This is the order of occurrences that should happen from the Maisa. That already they both agree. Because the main machlokes is whether by Misasik we disassociate the act from you, or by Misasik we only disassociate the outcome from you. That's the machlokes. But if it was really one Maisa that was going to trigger both outcomes, and you wanted both outcomes ultimately, then we're not missing anything in the Malach. You would have liked it to happen in this order? That's, we have nothing to potter you. The kibui, did you want the kibui to take place? Yes. The maisa, did you want the maisa to create a kibui? Yes. Yeah, but I wanted that it should be this order. You're not a balabos. I'm pottering yourself. You're not a balabos to say, well, this is the order I wanted, and they were on potter. The bottom line is you did one maisa, and in that maisa you wanted a kibui to take place. So the guts of the machlokes between Ovad Malakit Miliboy is basically whether Misasek is a disengagement from the conclusion, or whether Misasik is a disengagement from the action. If it's a disengagement from the action, then even by the case of Ovad Malakit Miliboy, you still have a din of Misasik. And if it's a disengagement from the Tetzah, then the halacha would be that Misasik would be chayav b'chayav gam. That's what I think is the basis of machlokes. Okay, let's go back to the beginning. There's no prayer here. Prayer is when I'm doing something, I'm basing it on what will come out. Not chsaron kavana or maaser. Prayer means I'm doing something now, and I have in mind later it will be clarified retroactively. That's not what happened. Okay. Rav Shimon argued in the din of the Mishnah, and Rav Shimon said that you chayev achatos ashem toli. So Rav Shimon said as follows. Rav Shimon said, so let's go back to the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yehuda poitroi v'shach mashem toli. Tanya. Omar Rabbi Yehuda poitroi hoyo Rav Shimon af me'oshem toli. The Mishnah again brought down a case where you know for sure you did a chil Yom Kippur or Shabbos. You definitely were over in the Sakaris. You just don't know which one you did. You don't know if you did Shabbos or you did Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yeshua said potter. Rabbi Lazar said chayev, right? Rabbi Yeshua said potter. So the Mishnah said, the Rabbi Shimon said like this. Rabbi Yehuda says potter. Rabbi Yeshua af me'oshem tov. Tanya om Rabbi Yehuda potter. Rabbi Yeshua af me'oshem tov. What's his reason? Shenemar ki sechto v'lo yoda. By Oshem Toli, it says, you did a chet, you don't know. Prat lezeh sheyoda shechoto. He knows that he did a chet. Omalei Rav Shimon, zehu shemevi Oshem Toli. Just the opposite. This qualifies for an Oshem Toli. Shenema v'osa v'lo yoda. He did an aveira. Actually, the words read better. That's Rav Shimon's taina. V'osa v'lo yoda. The way he reads it is, you did a chet, you don't know what chet you did. So that does qualify you for Hashem Tov. V'zeh lo yoda b'mayosah. So if Shimon comes and if Shimon says, then you do bring an Hashem Tali. And not only you bring Hashem Tali, but that actually is what the Pasuk is talking about. Pasuk says, v'chata v'lo yoda. So the way he reads it is, v'chata, you did do a chet, v'lo yoda, and you don't know which chet you did. That's where you bring an Hashem Tali. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Abel Sufik Ochal Chelev Sufik Loyochal, say Usha'al Allah, then maybe Hashem Toli or Mav. Just the opposite. The Gemara says now, according to Rav Shimon, maybe a regular Hashem Toli that we've been discussing till now wouldn't qualify.
Because you don't know if you did a chet. If Rav Shimon is reading the pasuk, v'chata, if this is the way he's reading the pasuk, v'chata v'lo yada, the way he's reading the pasuk is, you did a chet, you don't know which chet you did. If that's the way he's reading the pasuk, so it could very well be that if you taka don't know if you did a chet, you'll be potter from Hashem totally completely. Because you don't know if you did a chet. Maybe then you're potter from Hashem totally. So the Gemara taka says, Avo, he says, the Gemara says the opposite. Avo, according to him, Safik Achachev, Safik Lechot, say you shall love him, maybe Hashem totally. Maybe according to Rav Shimon, Imrav. Maybe according to Rav Shimon, in that case, you won't bring him Hashem totally. In other words, once Rav Shimon is saying that if you have a suffix, if you machal Shabbos or Yom Kippur, or you have a suffix if you ate chaylev or noiser, you bring an Hashem Tali, and he says that's what the pasuk is talking about. So now we could analyze that maybe the regular Hashem Tali that we discussed till now, according to him, wouldn't qualify because you don't know if you did a chet bechlal. Till now, every Hashem Tali we've been discussing is suffix chaylev, suffix shuman. Right, all of those cases that we discussed till now would be potter from an Hashem Tali, maybe according to Rav Shimon. Since Rav Shimon is reading the pasuk, v'chata v'lo yada means I did a chet and I don't know which one. So now maybe we have to rethink the whole Hashem Tali. Maybe the Hashem Tali that we hold is chayiv according to Rav Shimon is potter. So the Gemara says Toshma, chata v'lo yada b'may chata isofik chata isofik lo chata maybe Hashem Tali. So it's clear. Man shaman lay the machotav and yodeh machotav maybe Hashem Tali. Rav Shimon, the only one who holds that way is Rav Shimon. The Katani, and it says clearly, sofik chotav, sofik loy chotav, maybe Hashem Tali. Shmami, no, we have proof from here. Sfirei Rav Shimon, sofik chotav, sofik loy chotav, maybe Hashem Tali. That's the conclusion. Sofik chotav, sofik loy chotav, maybe Hashem Tali. So the conclusion of the Gemara is that both are chayav. Right, the difficulty in understanding the Gemara here is that l'chayre the Gemara's Havamin is much better than the Maskana. The Havamin of the Gemara is that according to Rav Shimon, everybody l'chayre would agree, let's talk logical, everybody would agree that your liability level is much higher in a case where you know you did a chet for sure. That's not debatable. It's just that the most of the Tanoim hold that if you know you did a chet, you can't bring an Hashem Tali. You don't qualify for an Hashem Tali. Not because your chet is not strong enough. But I would say the other way around. I would say your chet is too strong. Which we'll get to in a minute. L'chayra, the machloik is whether you bring an Hashem Tali where you have a suffix chata or a suffix loy chata. If you have vadai chata, suffix which chet you did, is whether it's too severe. In other words, you're not roy for Hashem Tali. If you know for sure you did a chai of chorus, you're not worthy to bring an Hashem Tali. That's simply how we learn the Mishnah. Rav Shimon says no. Rav Shimon is medayik from the pasuk v'chata v'lo yada. V'chata means you know you did a chet v'lo yada. So now the Gemara asks a very logical question, which l'chayra shouldn't even be a shaila. The Gemara says according to this, l'chayra now, if you have a suffix, whether you ate chaylev or not, you should be potter from an Hashem Tali. Once we're saying that the pasuk is talking about a case where you vaday chet, you just don't know which one it was, where your liability is 80%, so l'chayra by a 50-50, you should be potter completely. So the Gemara really doesn't, all the Gemara says is we have a raya from the fact that the Braisa says, Safik yoda, safik loy chata, or chata of any of their b'may chata, bring Hashem Tali. It must be that according to Rav Shimon, Yechayev and Hashem Tali both. What I'm asking you is that l'chayra, according to Rav Shimon, there should be no source that you bring an Hashem Tali over there. Because clearly, the liability level of somebody who vaday did a chet is much higher than somebody who's a safik if he did a chet. We spend so much time analyzing Bechlau, why Suffolk is liable altogether, especially according to the Rambam. Right? But according to Rav Shimon, who says that the Torah is actually talking about a case of Vadai Choto, he just doesn't know which chet he did, then L'chayra, there's no source that a safek chata safek lechata should be chayv. Look the way he reads the pasuk. Amar Rav Shimon, zeu shemei v'yashem tali. This is the one that brings Yashem tali. Shenema, because it says clearly in the pasuk, v'asav lo yada. It says clearly v'asav lo yada, v'zeu lo yada b'may yasa. You have to analyze whether you'll be chayiv and mohav. So the Gemara, and then the Gemara says, Toshma, we see in the Braisa that in such a case you chayiv to bring an Hashem Tolim. My kasha to you is, but why? The Gemara, there should be no mocker that you chayiv to bring an Hashem Tolim. In such a case, there should be no mocker. Maybe you only have to bring an Hashem Tolim if you have a Vadai Chet, you just don't know which one. And by the way, Rabbi said this makes a lot of sense. Because you could say that by a Vadai Chotor, he has a Chiyuv Chatas. He just can't bring it because he doesn't know what to bring. He can't bring a Chatas Chalev because he doesn't know if it was Chalev. He can't bring a Chatas Noiser because there's no Chatas Noiser. He's stuck. So for him, the Torah unveiled a new Hashem Tolim. It makes a lot of sense. You have a Vadai Chatas on you. So now, normally, there's no such thing as a Safek Karp. If you remember, we had earlier, except for Chatas Oif, Abal HaSafek, where the Torah was Machadish, a woman gives birth, and she has a Safek later. Normally, there's no such thing as a Safek Karp. Kam Zoshem Toli, Achidish, you bring an Hashem Toli. So, perhaps, and logically, you'd only bring an Hashem Toli if you know for sure you have a Chiyuv, Be'etzem, you have a Chiyuv Chatas. You just can't bring it because you don't know which one to bring. So it makes sense that over there you chayev to bring an Hashem Tali. And if you don't know if you did a chet or not, you should be potter from an Hashem Tali. So all I'm saying is, according to Rav Shimon, who learns that the pasuk is taka talking about vaday chota. That's what the Torah is talking about. The chota v'lo yoda. So if that's what the Torah is talking about, so then according to him, why taka you chayiv an Hashem Tolli in a case where you don't know if you did a chet or not? So again, this was the Gemara Shaila. And if the Gemara would have brought a pasuk, I would be okay. But the Gemara doesn't bring a pasuk. The Gemara just says, we see, by the fact that the Braisa puts them together, you see that Al-Korchach Rav Shimon holds that you chayiv an Hashem Tolli in both of these cases. What I'm asking you is that it doesn't make sense. Logically, it doesn't make sense. If the Torah is talking about that case, then you have no mocker. I mean, earlier we were making distinctions that maybe only chayiv an Hashem Tolli by ikva yisura. Remember, only if there's two pieces, one piece that's chayiv. We were scrutinizing the psukim, mitzvos, mitzvahs. We were scrutinizing the psukim, and maybe only chayiv an Hashem Tolli. Here, according to Rav Shimon, is a blatant chilek. The Torah is talking about Vadai Chota. You just don't know which chet you did. And the other way is Hakemot. It's a Pella. It's really a Pella. So in order to get clarity in this Gemara, the Rishonim don't discuss this at all, what the Maskon of the Gemara is. If you look at Rashi, Rashi just says that's the way it is. My Havi Allah. So he says, All Rashi says is, we have Toshma. That's it. There is absolutely no clarity why that is. Why is, in fact, according to Rav Shimon, why are you chayav and Hashem Tolli by Safek Chotah? If the Pasuk is talking about Vadai Chotah, you can't say it's Hu Adin. You can't say Hu Adin because there's no Svara to say Hu Adin. The Svara is the opposite. The Svara is that by a Vadai Chiv you should bring an Hashem Tolli. So you can't say we learn one from the other because it's illogical to learn one from the other. We don't even learn Loy Ikva Yisura from Ikva Yisura. In other words, all the Shittas we had earlier who hold the Pasuk is talking about where you have two pieces of meat, one is Chalev and one is Shuman, and you ate one of them. According to the Manda Amu holds that's what the Pasuk is talking about, then in the case where you have one piece of meat, you're Potter. Even though logically we were working on it, it should be the same din. Both cases 50-50. But that's all the Pasuk is talking about, right? So you can't go to the next step. We were analyzing why is it even called the next step. It's 50-50. So here, according to Rav Shuman, that the pasuk is talking about vaday chata, you just don't know which one. How do we take a leap and say sofek ochel sofek loyoch? To me, this is just marafi zigra. It's really a plea. So I want to share with you a shaila that Maria Soad has over here. Maria Soad, in his tshuvas, he has a piece on this sugya. It's a very interesting shaila. His shaila is like this. The Mishnah was talking about a case again where you have a suffix, you know you did a chet. You have a suffix, what chet you did. Are you chayiv or potter? That was the Mishnah. Now what was the case of the Mishnah? Let's go to the case of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Shabbos and Yom Kippur are bothering each other. So Yom Kippur is on Friday and come Shabbos on Friday afterwards. And you did Melacha ben Hashmashos. So you don't know if you did it on Yom Kippur or you did it on Shabbos. So the Tanakhama held, and that's the way we paskin potter from achatas. Right? Rav Shimon also chayiv. Chayiv achatas. So he comes and analyzes a very interesting shaila. He says, how many Oshem Tolis do you bring? According to Rav Shimon. He says, do you bring one or two? He says, I have a logical idea why you should bring two. Because you have a suffix if you did Melach on Yom Kippur. That's an Oshem Tolis. You have a suffix if you did Melach on Shabbos. That's another Oshem Tolis. You can't bring one Oshem Tolis for two Averis. Right? So he's saying, according to Rav Shimon, to us it's not negeya. Because we hold that since it was Vaday Choto, there's no Oshem Tolis. That's what we hold. But Rav Shimon holds, you do bring an Oshem Tolis. So he's clearing that maybe you should bring two Oshem Kluyim. So he says in his tshuvas as follows. He says, Me'olam nistapakti. He said, I had a sofik. L'das Rav Shimon ha-machayev Oshem Toli apuvad ha-echot. Kamo ha-shomois chayev min adin. How many ha-shomois do you bring? Shekivon sheyesh lo isofik pishtei averos. Kemo ishabes v'yem ha-kipurim. L'choy ro lo isagi lei ba-oshem echot. It's not enough one Oshem. Sh'arei yesh lo isofik al-shtei averos. Sofik Chil HaShabbos, maybe Hashem Toli. Sofik Chil Yom Kippur, maybe Hashem Toli. Shvi Chayiv too. Oy Duma Kevin the Maisa Echos Hu. Since it's one Maisa Vera, Duma Ein Echayiv Al Hashem Toli Echos. That's his debate. The Maria Soad. That's his debate. Very interesting debate. Possibly, according to Rav Shimon, you should be Chayiv too. Two Hashemites. One for each one. One for your Shabbos and one for Yom Kippur.
Is this assuming that both Rav Shimon and Suffolk would also bring a Tolly or would not bring a
Tolly? That's what I'm trying to say. This Suffolk would only go if you hold Chayiv, because if not,
then this is
Oshem Tolly. That's what I'm trying to say. From him you see that he understands that according to Rav Shimon, the Chayiv really is Suffolk. That's why I'm saying he is really an opening to understand the sugi, even though it's not clear why he's going with that thinking. But clearly, he is learning that Rav Shimon is machayev you and Oshem Toli because you have a suffix. Even when you have vadai, it's only because maybe. Oshem Toli is always on the suffix. And therefore, he's saying, well, if you have a suffix Friday, suffix Shabbos, and both of them are chorus, maybe you got to bring an Oshem Toli for Friday, for Yom Kippur. You got to bring another Oshem Toli for maybe Shabbos. Each one, maybe. So, he brings a raya from the Rashi on that that we brought down, the Mishnah and Chav Gimel. If you look at the Rashi that we underlined over there on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, talking about over there, if you have Chalev, what? Somebody had a question? Okay. If you have a suffix chaylev, suffix kodshim, he says, Rashi says, Ubeholoi polik Rabbi Akiva l'chayev shtei ha-shomais. Even Rabbi Akiva who holds that by Oshem Tolui, you chayev to bring an Oshem Tolui even for Me'ila. Zok to Rashi, why not? L'fi she'ein kanelo aveva achas. Sofik Chelev, Sofik Kodesh. So he brings a raya. Again, what's the case in the Mishnah? You had a Sofik Chelev, Sofik Kodeshim. Okay? So according to the Chachamim, you definitely only bring one. Maximum. Because Kodeshim, there's no din Oshem Toli on Kodeshim. Mila. There's no Oshem Toli on Mila. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you bring an Oshem Toli on Mila, so L'chaya Rashi says you should bring two. One for maybe you ate chalev. One for maybe you were mayo. Rashi says no. Even if there would normally be an Oshem Toli on Kodeshim, Rashi says there isn't. Because L'maisa ain't kan elo avera achas. There's only one avera. That's what he says. There's only one avera. Since there's only one avera, there can't be more. So he, so Maria Soad, brings a raya from that Rashi that you're potter from two hashamas. Basically, you bring one hasham, and basically you make a tanai. If it's Shabbos, it should be for Shabbos. If it's Yom Kippur, it should be for Yom Kippur. By a chatas, you could never do anything like that. But by an hasham tali, you could do that. That's what you have to say according to the Rishim. That's how he understands. That's how the Maria Soad understands the Shita of Rav Shimon. Now again, this all goes, as David pointed out, this all goes if you hold that Rav Shimon is not learning that the Pasuk is Dafka talking about this case. If it is, if the Torah is Dafka talking about this case, we go back to our original question, which is then why would you bring an Oshem Toli in a regular case? Okay, so let's take one step back, then we'll get clarity in this opinion. The step back I want to take is the Minchas Chinuch Shaila, which we put into the Ma'ar Makremis here. The Milchas Chinuch has a fascinating shaila, really very, very interesting. Let's go according to us. We hold that an Oshem Toli is only brought when you have a Safek Chet. Right? If you know for sure you did a Chet, no Oshem Toli. So as I explained to you, basic, right? Elementary. When we read the Mishnah, how would you learn that? The way I would learn it is, if a person did a Vadai Chet, he doesn't qualify for an Oshem Toli. He's too liable. His liability is too high. Oshem Toli doesn't address a Vadai Chet. Oshem Toli only addresses a Safek Chet. That's the way I would learn simply. Milchas Chinuch has a fascinating shaila. His shaila is like this. His shaila is, what would be in a case where a guy knows for sure he did a Chet, okay, but it could be he did one chet, and it could be he did three. So Lamasha, you know, let's go into his case. It'd be easier. If you look in the first paragraph, the Minchas Chinuch, that's underlined. In the first paragraph, he says like this. He says, what would be if he's not sure how many averis he did? Now this is his shaila. Yom Kippur, the rule is like this. Yom Kippur, there's no chiluk malachas, which means if a guy on Yom Kippur did 20 malachas, bishul, kotzar, tochan, he did 20 malachas, he brings one chatas. Because there's only chiluk malachas for Shabbos, there's no chiluk malachas for Yom Kippur. Shabbos, obviously, there is. So what would be a guy did like this? He did 20 malachas. That's his case. 20 malachas. He doesn't know if he did it on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So you hear where he's going? So he's clearing like this. What would the Tanakhama, what would we say in that case? Would we say that he has to bring 19 ashamas? Because the Vadai is only on one. You know for sure you chayev one because you did either Shabbos or you did Yom Kippur. But now there's 19 in doubt. Because the other 19, if it was Shabbos, you chayev for the 19. And if it was Yom Kippur, you're not. That's his shaila. He goes, Ein chiluk malachas, if you look at his lashon, Ein chiluk malachas Yom Kippur. Kein oisim malach achas sheyesh bo hadik igon zoyme v'tzorach leitzim chayev shtayim. He says, "Biyom Kippur menichay v'lachat asachas ten chiluk malachas v'avi mishem echru b'Shabbos havelishtei shemes." And then he goes on to the case of Arias. He says, Derech Moshel, this is the first wide line, the second wide line. His sister was in the house, right? She was a sister and a neder, too. Okay? So he had a sister now, three things. Sister, Eshesish, neder. So she's very awesome. Okay? Three chorus. And then there was another erva. Vishogag v'eini edeya b'michoto. He doesn't know, was he with his sister Eshesish Nido, or was he with this other erva? See, he knows one chatas he definitely did. One kor, but he has a suffix whether he did one or three. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Bevadai chatas eini chayiv af chatas achas kivin eina chet mesuyim. V'zeh poshet. You don't bring because you don't know. Ach osham toli nira de chayiv shtei ashamois. What a chiddush to Minchas Chinuch. He says, two you got to bring. Two you definitely have to bring. Why? Kivon de isha achas yesh po shloi shachiyuvim. U bi isha acheres eine elochiyuv echot. So he says, Nihime osham echa pota kivon de vada echot avein kan sofik bechata echot. Fascinating Minchas Chinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch understands that even according to us, that we hold, you don't bring an Oshem Toli by Vadai Chet, where you know for sure you did a Chet, but you can't identify it. That's only where all the Averis that you Vadai did are the same. But if one is a single Aver, and the other is 3, 4, 10, whatever it is, now, one you'll be potter from. Because one is for sure. But whatever's in doubt, you'll be chayev. Why am I telling you it's a tremendous chiddush what he's saying? Very simple why I think it's a tremendous chiddush. Because if you learn the Mishnah the way we just learned the Mishnah, then what he's saying is not necessarily the case. Because if you learn, a person that vadai did a chet doesn't qualify for Oshem Tolu. Right? So now, this guy had his sister, Eshesish Nida, in the house, and he had another Erev in the house. And he was Nichshel in a Vadai Chet. He did a Maisa, that was a Vadai Erev. That's it. He's disqualified from bringing an Oshem Toli. And Oshem Toli is only somebody that in his Maisa, there was no Vadai Chet. If your Maisa that you did constituted a Vadai Chet, you're not wrong for an Oshem Toli. That's the way I would have learned the Mishnah. Till we see the Minchas Chinuch, that's the way I would have learned the Mishnah. But the Minchas Chinuch is learning entirely different. He learns it's not because the act is too severe. He learns it's a Hafkor on the Oshem Toli. Meaning, you don't bring an Oshem Toli on a Vadai Chet, but it's not Hafkor on the action. The action qualifies. The action qualifies to be chay. It's only afkor on the actual korban. That's the now. If you learn like him, and that's why he's saying, okay, fine. So one Oshem Toli is disqualified because there's a vaday chet, and the other two are up for grabs. That's the pshat in the Minchas Chinuch. It's a big difference the way the Minchas Chinuch would learn and the way we would have learned until we saw the Minchas Chinuch. Until the Minchas Chinuch we would have learned, Dafkor is mitzad de gavra. Since your maise was a vadai chet, you're not ready to bring an Oshem Toli. He's saying no. The gavra passed get the Oshem Toli. That's not a problem on the gavra. You can't bring an Oshem Toli if it's a vadai chet. So if there's three Oshem Kluyim on the table, and one of them is for Vada Chet, that's off the table. That Oshem Toli is off the table. The other two are already up for grabs. That's what he's saying. So, I think that this is critical. What he's saying here is critical to understand our sugya. Because if you learn like him, then we have a Yadayim to understand what's going on here. When Rav Shimon came, and Rav Shimon said that the Pasuk is talking about a Vadai Chet. Really, a Vadai Chote is no different than a Sofek Chote, Mitzad Gavra. There is no difference mitzad de gavra. Mitzad de gavra, the vaday chotah is the same as the safek chotah. There's no difference. Why? I'll explain to you why. Because the oshem toli is never mechaper from the vaday chet anyway. It's only mechaper on the safek. It's only mechaper on the safek element. It's never mechaper on the vaday element. The vaday element is a chatas. So the oshem toli is really never mechaper on the vaday chet. It gives you hagana. It protects you from the safek. That's all it does. So if Shimon Shazuri therefore holds, if Shimon holds, that the Oshem, it's not that the Gavra now, if he did a Vaday Chet, he wouldn't qualify. Because the Oshem Toli is not here to be a Mechaper on the Vaday Chet. That only a Chatas could take care of. The only thing the Oshem Toli does, it's Megim on the Sofik, until you bring a Chatas. The Mailer of Shimon Shazuri says, it makes no difference if it was a Vaday Chotah or a Sofik Chotah. Comes the Minchas Chinuch says that. So first of all, Agamara says that's the two stadim of Agamara. What is the reason why a Vaday Chotah doesn't qualify according to us to bring an Oshem Toli? If it's because of the Chaymer HaChetz, and on that Rav Shimon Shazuri has a pasuk to say that it does, then Rav Shimon Shazuri should hold, and Rav Shimon should hold, in a case where you did a Sofik Chet, you'll be potter from an Oshem Toli. But if really the Chachamim also agree that Vaday Chotah is not any less qualified than Sofik Chotah, it's not the Gavra is less qualified, it's just that the Korban doesn't come, can't come for Vaday Chet. It's always anyway Mechaper only the Suffolk until you bring the Chatas Kavua. So if that's the case, so then there will be no difference between Vaday Chotah and Suffolk Chotah. Because the liability of Vaday Chotah is also not any worse or different according to the Chachamim. They also hold Vaday Chotah the same. But Ryan, the Minchas Chinuch is saying that Vaday Chotah still qualifies for an Oshem Toli. It's just that the Oshem Toli can't be brought on that Chet particularly. But it's not that the Gavra doesn't qualify. If you're going to tell me by Vaday Chotah the Gavra doesn't qualify, and if Shimon has a pasuk to be marbe that he does qualify, then it would make sense only there, and not in the regular Sofik Chotah, Sofik Lechotah. But if you learn that really there's no difference between Vaday Chotah and Sofik Chotah, the liability is the same as far as Oshem Toli. Oshem Toli is only mechaper on a Sofik. It's never bimkaim chatas. It's never cleaning the chet. The chet, that's the chatas. The Oshem Toli is megin. The Oshem Toli is hagona in Sofik, in a matzav of Sofik. If that's the case, there's really no difference between Vaday Chotah and Sofik Chotah. And it's the other way around. According to the Chachamim, they also hold that Sofik Chotah is like Vaday Chotah. Both of them you should be able to bring Oshem Toli. Just they have a pasuk that's mamayin it. It's a suffix whether the chet is here or not. According to Rav Shimon Shazuri, no, the pasuk is not talking about because it says v'chotah v'lo yoda. But according to everybody, the kapor is only on the suffix. It's not on the vaday chatas ever. That's pshat in the Minchas Chinuch. Comes the Minchas Chinuch saying really the chachom of Rav Shimon are the same shita. As far as liability, they're the same. It's just a question of Oshem Toli. So it's just mechanics. So Mimela, if there are two Averis that were included in the Maisa that you did, which are not Vaday, on them you bring an Oshem Toli. So I think that that is the shock of a Tayyar of our Gemara. This Sofik of the Minchas Chinuch is the shock of a Tayyar of our Gemara. Our Gemara's shock of a Tayyar is whether, according to Rav Shimon, the Oshem Toli becomes a Vaday Kapora, meaning really your liability went higher, but Rav Shimon raises the kapara of the Oshem Toli. If that's the case, who says you even bring an Oshem Toli by a Sofik Chotah? Or is it, no, everybody agrees that the Oshem Toli is always doing the same. The Oshem Toli is never mechaper on the Chatas. Ever. What the Oshem Toli is doing is it's making on the Sofik until you bring a Chatas. If that's the case, Vaday Chotah and Sofik Chotah is the same. The Oshem Toli is always doing the same thing. So then if that's the case, Avad of Shimon would hold, there's no chilek between Fadai Chata Veni Adei Eza Chet Chata or Safik Chata Safik Loi Chata. It's still always doing the same thing. It's always being Megan on the Safik. That's, I think, is the Shaka Vatariya.